welcome back. Had a great hour. The first hour with Carrot Bars University. Jim Deal and Pete Fettick, and these guys are available to help you along with here or Dr. Bill Deagle to try to get your Carrot Bar business going. It's so simple. Make a list. Not like Santa, check it twice. Make a list. Find out who you think you'd like to sponsor. Play the sizzle call. If they're interested, sign them up. Get them to sponsor and get two people to decide they're not going to buy, let's say, a latte a day. They're going to save 1 or 2 grams of gold a month. And get them to sponsor two people and downline. And it's that simple. It's been half hour to an hour a day, 4 days a week. And in 12 weeks, they have free gold. In a year, they'll have over 1,000 people downline, each of the people you sponsor, and they'll have a business and a security. It's better than an annuity because it's going to continue to grow, not just going to be fixed. So it's, I call Carrot Bars annuity. How's that? It's even better. I want to go over some of the news and some of the things that I see here. I watched the interview regarding Assange with Hannity, and that one's going to blow this out of the water, this whole idea that Russia did it. Firstly, what they did is they released information. There's no evidence that Russia hacked into any voting machines, and Russia had nothing or any other state. It was most probably, and this is what Assange says, this disaffected Democrat who was supporting Bernie Sanders, and I've talked to people, I've actually personally talked to people who supported Bernie and got more than just ticked off about what the Democrats did. And when it came out in the WikiLeaks about what they actually did to Bernie Sanders, it's amazing that Bernie's still playing footsie with them to try to maintain Obamacare. Because Obamacare is suicidal. It's not going to last. Whoever wanted to support it, and financially, is going to blow itself up. And that will happen in 2017, by the way. So, Bernie, you know, you may have identified a lot of problems and you're a smart guy, but you don't have solutions because you're too much of a social communist. You have to have more than your own substance to be able to give to someone else, which means you have to have a robust economy based on capitalism and the idea that if you create a new product, a new service, a new technology, a new intellectual property that's worth knowing and buying, you have an economy. And if you don't have that expanding economy, you have nothing to give. We also need to control costs. So when you talk about, you can't give free education if you haven't controlled the costs. You can't give health care unless you get rid of a number of things, which I'm putting together a video to give to Bart Goldberg, co-founder of A4M, who's a personal friend of Donald Trump. You need to, number one, get rid of the idea of state licensure, so you have national. It needs to be not government. You need to have lateral training so you can start off as an Army medic or an EMT and a firefighter and learn to train if you want to be a general surgeon. You take the courses online. You go to the specific centers of excellence to learn the surgical procedure. You pass the exams. You get certified. You need to get rid of malpractice and have mediation. You need to be able to monitor doctors so you know if they're competent in an area in which they're practicing. And you need to be able to not have a fixed idea that, you know, a surgeon isn't necessarily also a functional medicine doctor, or a nurse practitioner can't learn to do procedures. You know, we need to stop this idea of fixed ideas. If you're certified in an area of competency, you need to expand that. You need to also prove in an ongoing way that you still have that competency. So if you're an orthopedic surgeon and you haven't done a shoulder surgery in 5 years, you need to prove that you actually know how to do it. And if there's a new procedure, you need to go to a certifying center, take the online training beforehand, go to the center, prove that you're actually competent, and that's fine. That would mean medicine would move much more quickly forward. We'd also not necessarily be putting everybody or slapping them in hospital to make buco profits. We would have hospital extensions and telemetry at home so people could get extended care at home. We'd have a lot more anti-aging technology coming online. We would have a lot less toxic drugs and much more nutraceuticals and protocols, just like I'm teaching doctors all over the world how to use my protocols. I made a major breakthrough this weekend with the use of arsenemethyl. And I'll just give you the nitis of it because that video will be over on Vimeo and YouTube here shortly. It's up on live stream right now. But basically what I discovered is that you can resurrect liver, kidneys, brain, other organs with semethyl, and there's internal cycling of what's called S-adenosyl methionine that's converted to S-adenosyl homocysteine. Homocysteine, Dr. Kilmer McCauley, who's a cardiologist back about almost 35-plus years ago, discovered when he was a senior resident fellow, and this guy is a super genius, okay, a cardiologist. And he discovered the maple syrup urine disease, which is an inborn error metabolism that affects kids that can have a heart attack as a boy at 12 years of age, that he thought maybe it could be a factor in adults. Well, it is. But it's not just for heart. It's for the collapse of blood vessels that cause hypertension. It's for congestive heart failure. It's for solid organ degeneration of the liver, the kidneys, the brain. Homocysteine's a bad guy. And it internally cycles, so measuring blood levels won't necessarily tell you. Now, three-quarters of the people are going to have high even post-challenge, post-methionine challenge. So if they get 500 milligrams of the L-methionine the night before they do a test for homocysteine, they're going to reveal three-quarters of the people that wouldn't otherwise be picked up as having high homocysteine responses to a methionine challenge. That's really important. And not only that, you don't see the local cycling that occurs in tissues and organs, whether it's blood vessel walls or the brain or eye or other conditions. So simethyl can help resurrect your eyes, your peripheral nerves, your liver, your kidneys, your blood vessels, so the blood vessels work again, and reversing the endothelial cell wall damage that causes things like congestive heart failure, where the arteries become very stiff and then the heart starts to dilate because it's trying to counteract against it. So we now use, of course, our Cardiovasc, Supernox, the Amazon store, what's called Beat VO2 Max Powder, and our simethyl. One sachet in the morning is all you need. You don't want to take it too late, because this stuff will make you like the Energizer Bunny. If you take it in the evening, you're not going to sleep. You're going to be like energized. And in fact, it directly counteracts melatonin, because if your levels in your body of acetylcholine methionine go up, it directly causes the converse, your levels of melatonin drop in direct reverse. So it increases ATP inside the mitochondria, protects the cells and tissues from homocysteine damage of the blood vessel walls and the nerves and your endothelia of your arteries. So it's a very major breakthrough. So I'm going to be adding it to a lot of different protocols using the SAMe, and you just need one sachet. It's a nitrogen sachet powder of the SS isomer of acetylcholine methionine. It's the most powerful isomer in a nitrogen sachet of anybody in the world. It's the uber medical-grade nutraceutical that you can't obtain elsewhere. Okay, so, you know, this is very, very powerful stuff. And you put it under your tongue, hold it there until it dissolves, and it just, you know, swallow. It's a very pleasant flavor, strong flavor, but it's very pleasant. And you'll see it reverse a lot of illnesses and reverse a lot of problems like depression, attention deficit disorder, a chronic fatigue syndrome, muscle myopathy, cardiomyopathy, liver failure, even reversing precancerous changes to the cells and tissues. So very, very important breakthrough in stopping the high level not only in the blood, but also homocysteine levels that are what's called locally cycling in the tissues. So that's a really important breakthrough. Before we return, I'm going to actually also discuss some of my latest consults. I got a lot, even over the weekend, you know, I'm always working, by the way. I get panic calls and even had somebody come to my gate with their relative with cancer and a big panic. When I get a repeat, by the way, QRMA, I can adjust the protocol. I have a gentleman, I'll give his first name, Ken. He had 50% heart function. They told him that he better get his financial affairs in order because he was going to die within the next 3 months. We put him on our protocol of nutraceuticals. And by the way, he didn't do everything I recommended, but he did a whole lot, a lot more than most. He took our nutraceuticals, all of them. He went to a clinic where I recommended he get EECP, which is extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy. And we're going to hopefully set up an arrangement where we have a facility that you actually can get access to either a physician or a clinic that has them, or you can even purchase or lease a EECP at home if you're in heart failure or have circulatory problem or severe angina. And he also got hyperbaric oxygen treatment. And I think he was even sleeping in the hyperbaric chamber. So they managed to get a hyperbaric chamber through our Summit to See, and that's really important. And he's actually getting, like, sleeping it. That combined with our nutraceuticals, and I just added to this protocol simethyl and the Beat VO2 Max powder, which will further improve his vascular health of his blood vessels, so they'll take over more of the circulatory load, reduce the resistance so his heart's not straining like crazy left and right heart. And because I got a repeat QRMA, I was able to cut back on a lot of nutraceuticals he didn't need. And as a result, it's targeted toward his current problems and current status based on his history and his QRMA test. Now, we do have one site right now, and a second one may open here on the West Coast for metapathia. And we do a metapathia scan. We schedule it in such a way that I actually log on live for the test. And I do a video capture of the test while I'm doing it with my computer. I have a special Elgato video capture so I can capture the test and actually log in to look at the frequency spectral analysis of the test results, cross-correlate it with their consultation with their lab work, x-rays, MRI scan, CT scan, lab reports from specialists. It's a full consultation. This is not messing around. And it's a very involved process, but I can give you an excellent analysis of everything right up to, if you want to even add 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of your gene polymorphisms, organic acid analysis through things like Great Plains Laboratory, Dr. William Shaw, or Genova Labs in Atlanta, Georgia. I can actually analyze and cross-correlate all these factors together to give you a very comprehensive analysis. What are you toxic with? What are your gene SNPs? What are your deficiencies? What are your organs that are failing? What supplements do you need in order to correct these? And then monitor it again, say, in so many months to see if you're able to see things moving in a positive direction. So this is very advanced functional medicine, and the procedures that I'm using are going to pioneer how this is done on a world-class level for doctors around the world. So I will train them case by case. They don't need to go and certify to be able to be trained in this. All they need to do is start sending me cases, whether it's Santiago, Chile, or Germany, or any other country. If I have the case, I will help them to repeat that. Now, let's see. Oh, yeah. Well, that was an interesting thing, yeah. I got a comment here from Jim. Yeah. Yeah, that's really funny. And by the way, maybe what we'll do is I will try to get a hold of our guy, Jim Gersey. And Jim is a really good guest that we've had on many times. Let's see, where's Jim? Jim Gersey is one of our guys that I think can help people understand the PPRDI, the QRMA, and the metapathia. He's at the first mobile site in New York City, and he'll travel up to an hour outside the city to meet you and actually do the tests from his traveling van. And I can log on remotely and do the video capture while we're doing the test. Then you fill out the 11-page consult history form, and I will analyze that along with any lab data, x-rays, all sent as attachments or in a Google Drive file so I can actually download it and keep it on my computer. I think that's a very positive thing that we're able to help people to kind of, let's see. Isn't that funny? Uh-huh. That's November 20th. Yeah, that's amazing. I'm going to ask him to call the show. What's right here? Now, by the way, if you want to call him the show, too, that's 800-313-9443. I try to provide information that was going to relieve suffering, whether it's a functional medical relief of medical suffering or prevention of illness or return to normal function, involving, affiliated with stem cell clinics and peptides and advanced technology and morphogenic field therapy that's pioneering. Or we deal with spiritual issues. How do we relieve you from the lack of knowledge of what's really going on, the corruption within all the churches, the apostasy, how to actually get closer to God and actually get a proper life, how to avoid foolishness that's going to get you into harm's way. And then geopolitically, how do you get, how do you become an agent of truth and correction for even people like praying for Donald Trump and his team? And how do you make sure that your opinion is voiced properly so that it can get back to the people that make decisions so you don't, we don't just elect people and then leave them alone and then, things happen that isn't necessarily good. So we don't want to see that happen either. Let's see. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Okay, so we'll see. We'll see if Jim can contact us. The other area, of course, I think that I'm going to cover is some of the other applications. So we had one gentleman who had herpes type 1 and 2. By the way, when we look at genital herpes, in some cases up to two-thirds or more is actually the oral herpes virus. So because of sexual activity, the viruses are interchangeable. NutriSilver is a new technology. It's more powerful than Silver 100, which, by the way, is no longer available. Manufacturer, I think, has just gone out of business. NutriSilver is basically angstrom atomic silver wrapped with hydrogen and literally wrapped in an envelope of enzymatic liposomes to actually deliver to the target tissues. It's incredibly powerful. It's 100% able to stimulate your stem cells to kill off pathogens, and the dosages needed are considerably smaller than even the Silver 100. There is no comparison with any other silver in the world. There's nothing comparable technology. I usually recommend that along with NutriDefense, which will block the receptor binding domain of the virus. And you have a choice of using Nutridyne or Allicin-Met or both. The Nutridyne is the atomic, monoatomic, Tesla-activated, Edgar Cayce type iodine. It is amazingly powerful. And we now, of course, have the devices for Amazon store to help your teeth and your sinuses, your gums, the Sinupulse Elite, and the Hydrofloss. Those are available now. And you can go over to our product line, pull up Amazon Nutramedical Store, and they're listed in drop-down menus, and you can see that's available. By the way, besides the herpes, the genital warts virus basically responds to the same kind of approach. We had a gentleman who had bladder irritability. They say that the gentleman did not have enlarged prostate. I usually recommend that you take prostate control with prostate flow, at least one soft gel twice a day, bladder up, soft gels made of pink pumpkin seed extract, one soft gel morning and bedtime, and Swedish flower pollen, which is a natural alpha-1 blocker, two tablets, four times a day, little tiny tablets. And then to kill off any pathogens, because there's often a low-grade infection with things like ureaplasm or some other organism that's causing trouble, you have choice of all one of our three nutraceuticals, NutriSilver, NutriIodine, and Allicin-Met, and those will knock out the pathogens. There's often very difficult infections to kind of localize. Ureaplasma is very difficult to culture. There can be E. coli, there can be gut bacteria, there can even be yeast there if someone is diabetic. So you could have basically a candida cystitis of the bladder. And also there can be kind of gravel in the bladder itself, so you've got that, or a thing called inflammatory trichinitis, where there's a stealth infection present. And if you do a cystoscope, which is a scope where the urologist looks in the bladder, you'll often see that things are abnormal. And there may be some outlet obstruction as well, so that you can see some muscular hypertrophy and some webbing of the local trigone of the bladder, indicating muscles are in spasm a lot. We had a request over high cholesterol in a teenager. I simply tell people to take cod liver liquid, 10 to 20 mils in juice, and Omega Supreme Krill 1 soft gel twice a day. To protect the blood vessel walls and so on. And that usually will lower the cholesterol. If the person's starting to see high blood insulin and blood sugar, they could be getting early prediabetes. So when I see a high cholesterol, I usually think that the person might be what's called MODY, or mature onset diabetes of the young. And MODY can be associated with high cholesterol. So if it persists, you want to check fasting blood sugar and insulin. If it's high, it means the person may be turning into a diabetic. And they may not even have high blood sugar yet. Back in just a moment with more on detoxification. Questions that you have, do call in 800-313-9443. And we will be joined in a couple of minutes at the bottom of the hour with Fareed on Cardiovasc. And Tim Alexander's coming up tomorrow. Harley Schlanger from Berlin. And Ann Jonathan Gray will be back from New Zealand.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to NaturesYouth.com. That's NaturesYouth.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
And welcome back, and ready to discuss things like liver detoxification. The very first thing you want to take is life support. One scoop twice a day supports phase 2 detox. The second is semethyl, one sachet. You take it in the morning. If you do take it, repeat it. You want to make sure you take it mid-afternoon. Don't take it too late. Cell Defense Plus, which is our special curcumin extract, 2 capsules 3 times a day. And BioLVR, if you look at the PowerPoint that I put together and research on semethyl, you have to have activated B6, folic acid B12, but the most important is the S-adenosyl methionine and to cycle with S-adenosyl homocysteine to pull the toxins out and to act as an anti-inflammatory for joints and interfascial planes, your blood vessel walls, your brain, your eyes and other organs, and regeneration of kidney and liver function. The second level for detox is xenoestrogen detox. This is a number of nutraceuticals to pull the toxic chemicals out. We have, of course, the green tea select, which is the catechins. Nutrient defense, of course, is very powerful. Polyphenon, the most powerful antioxidant and toxin remover, is in nutrient defense. Power C plus, 6 capsules at least 3 times a day if you're trying to detox chemicals. And omega supreme krill. We also have Omega Supreme, which is very powerful for fatty acids to act as anti-inflammatories. And coming up soon, we're going to be launching Omega Supreme Pro, which is a monoglyceride form that's a smaller soft gel with much more and 300% to 400% more absorption. The third level for detox is cod liver liquid. This protects your blood vessel walls with vitamin A, D, E, and K. For repair of DNA, Maligna Block, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, elagic acid, from the terminal at Chabulia plant, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, and Myco-D2, which we call oncomycin, which fights cancer, because the toxins in the liver. The other thing that's really important is not just liver detox, but to prevent the re-release of toxins in the lower bowel with dysbiosis. So you want to use Colon Cleanse, Living Probiotic, which is a Roselle 6 strain from the Pasteur Institute in Paris, the most popular and powerful strain in the world. And then the most powerful strain on the planet is our How Are You strain, the Living Probiotic Ultra, and Berberstatin, at least a capsule twice a day to clear a dysbiosis of the gut and small bowel overgrowth. Because if you re-release toxins, they end up back in target organs, causing inflammation and cancer. So that's a very comprehensive liver detoxification protocol. You can use a Lumen Photon over the liver. You can also use things to stimulate healing with the micropulse, the electrodes over the liver. And you can use mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy to alkalinize, along with the ketogenic alkaline diet helps to re-release toxins. The exercise, too, by the way, VibroSlim exercise moves your lymphatics and helps move lymphatics through the liver to help mobilize the toxins as well. So those are all helpful. And the other is, of course, infrared sauna. And if you contact me, I'll give you the right contacts to get the best infrared sauna and the best bids on how to get the best one that's going to give you the most detoxification and safest. I had a request regarding someone who was exposed in the military to a lot of toxins and heavy metals. That includes things like asbestos and calcifications of the lungs. The first test you need to do is a thing called a flow volume loop with DLCO diffusion capacity. I had all this technology in my office in Denver. Most internists, pulmonologists, and will have this. You want a spiral section CT scan of the lungs with a PET scan within 2 days to rule out cancerous changes to the granulomas, especially with exposure to asbestos and other toxic chemicals he was exposed to in the military. The most common one used in military hardware equipment is methylethyl ketone, MEK we call it. Then, of course, you want to clear any pathogens that are growing in the lung tissue. NutriSilver, one spray per 10 pounds body weight by inhalation, three sprays, and then hold for a count of 10 and repeat in sets of three. Allicin Med, a capsule three times a day. Cell detox glutathione to reduce the hyperperoxy radical in the lungs. At least one capsule, can go two if it's really inflamed. Cell Defense Plus, two capsules three times a day. They're curcumin, special absorption formula, nothing like it in the world. Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water three times a day. And then for the lung inflammation, Inflamex, five capsules twice a day. Selenium cruciferate to support glutathione peroxidase. And Omega Supreme Krill, Omega Supreme, and of course a new one, Omega Pro, which is Supreme Pro, which is coming. So lung calcification, then we also recommend peptides. We can get them from, if you contact me, I can get peptides for lung regeneration. I can get a stem cell line transplant from Stematica. Their clinic in Tijuana is probably the best one for Americans. They also have one in Eastern Europe and Kazakhstan. But the stem cell lines are made right here in San Diego. So if you contact me, we have a lot of things we can do to help.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, welcome back, Fareed. Happy New Year. Welcome back, Fareed, and Happy New Year. Are you there? I think maybe... Yeah, maybe he's hit the mute button. Those things happen. So, Fareed, are you there? I'll just continue. Maybe he can hear me. But over the weekend, I did quite a bit more research, and we've been adding a few other things to our protocol. Cardiovascular is the center point. It has 7 synergistic herbs that prevent plaque formation, prevent spasm, downregulate the overactive stimulation of your angiotensin-converting enzymes, prevent the oxidative stress. And welcome. Hello, Fareed. Are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Bill. I don't know what happened there.
Somehow you were muted. Want to wish you a Happy New Year, by the way.
I was doing some research
over the weekend. Of course, I work a little bit every day and answer panic calls and emails about people trying to support their health. And it's not just minor stuff. We're talking about terminal cancer, heart failure. I've got one guy actually sent me a picture of his dad's head where the tumor was removed, and he can't even operate the remote now from his cancer of his brain after he removed the tumor. The problem is, and we look at the cause of vascular disease, and I recall back to my days in medical school and residency, the Mickey Mouse level that they approach it, they approach the vascular tree like it's a set of pipes, made by a plumber. It goes back 500 years to Harvey, and his diagnosis of the heart. Now, I put together actually another set of data, which I'm going to also present, that shows that the circulation of the heart actually is probably 70% of the blood vessels pumping blood away from the heart in a healthy person. As a person's vascular health starts to wane, the percentage of blood flow that the heart produces increases. So from 30% to maybe 40% and 50%, and eventually the heart cannot handle the volume load, so the heart dilates and the valves no longer work, so then you end up with both left and right-sided heart failure. Heart failure is increasing 400% faster than any other form of heart disease. Over the weekend, for example, Carrie Fisher and George Michael both died of heart failure. Now, they had drug addiction and other issues, but heart failure is increasing dramatically, and here's my suspicion of what's going on there. Sulfur is a very important mineral for the heart, especially acetonezil methionine. And you've got to stop oxidative stress. So a lot of the synergistic things in cardiovascular lay the groundwork that when you add other things like supernox to improve nitric oxide, or beat VO2 max to supply nitrates, or acetonezil methionine to cycle away and get rid of the acetonezil homocysteine that can damage your blood vessel walls and cause plaque formation. The cardiovascular is a very important formula. In fact, we've had many people who basically said, I'm just going to take the cardiovascular. And we've seen them reverse peripheral vascular blockages, arteries that were showing blockages that they put a stent in and they're literally threatening to do a bypass operation. And they go back and repeat the test and say, I can't believe it. 6 months later, and the doctor will say, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. What's interesting whenever you hear that comment, Farida, how often do you think I get the doctor, once they've made that comment, they've told a patient, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, with cardiovascular, that they actually contact me? What percentage of time?
Zero.
Zero. You know why? Because doctors are gutless jellyfish knuckleheads. Now, I did my PhD in marine bacteriology in 5 months by sleeping on the lab floor, and I'd already been accepted to do a PhD in plasma physics at MIT. And I can tell you that most doctors neither have the intellectual power or the guts to actually seek the truth and find out that what they were told is not true, or what they've been doing for the last 30 years. I remember my grandfather had an interesting statement. He had grade 3, but he was self-taught and taught by his uncles that were involved in the jewelry business for, you know, going back millennia. And he said he had one argument with one jeweler that was in business 50 years, and he said, no, you're not in jewelry business 50 years. You're in jewelry business 1 year 50 times. Because you've never learned. Now, if you ask the average doctor, does your heart pump the blood away to your tissues, they'll say, of course it does. And they'll talk about, you know, their vasodilators and ACE inhibitors and ACE receptor blockers and whatever they're going to give. And they treat the heart like it's doing all the pumping and the blood vessels are just these passive little pipes. But in fact, if you look at the cross-sectional area and you look at the peristaltic waves that the arteries do in response to the shearing force of the pulsatile wave hitting them, releasing nitric oxide and causing the production of ATP to cause a contractile wave, you realize that in a healthy blood circulatory system, probably 70% of your blood flow is your blood vessels. There is zero blood flow back to the heart by the heart. The heart only pumps blood out to the lung fields in the right ventricle. And the right atrium receives blood back, pumped by the venules and veins in the capillary bed. And the things that are important there is to maintain health of the endothelium, prevent plaque, make sure there's elasticity. In fact, one of the things I'm going to post up today is how to buy a BioCuff. And the BioCuff will go up today. It measures not only your blood pressure, but the stiffness of your blood vessels. If your blood vessels are stiff, you're already developing, even before you get significant hypertension, the criteria that are going to make your blood vessels not work. And then your heart's going to have to work like crazy, which eventually thickens the heart wall. And eventually, if it dilates, you get a dilatory cardiomyopathy, and your cardiac index starts to drop, you're going to die. In fact, advanced congestive heart failure has the same 5-year mortality rate as advanced metastatic stage 4 cancer, which means it's spread everywhere. It's in your bones, your brain, your liver. That shows you how fast people croak if they have advanced congestive heart failure. Now, hypertension is just the early phase of that. So if people go long enough, everybody goes into heart failure. Everybody. But a lot of people, they'll stay just hypertensive and get plaque and have a heart attack or a stroke, or end up with renal stenosis and renal failure. The kidneys go into failure because their circulation is shot. Now, let's go through the components because I want to integrate it and explain, because I put up the charts with my discussion about S-adenosyl methionine, because the components in cardiovascular lay the groundwork that when I add these other things, they'll work. Raise your nitric oxide, raise your antioxidant capacity, prevent plaque formation, turn off the autonomic nervous system that's overactive, creating excessive stress on the vascular tree, and spasm. You don't want spasm, you want a peristaltic wave. And you don't want to just dilate blood vessels, so now they're not working, they're not doing a contractile response, they're just dilated so the heart's not pushing against so much resistance. But it means the heart's still doing most of the work, and that's not good. So let's go through each component, Fareed, so people have to understand what they were told or what doctors tell themselves is the reality of circulation is not true. And I can prove it to them. I actually have the published papers in the article I put together, the actual PubMed and GreenMed info and research articles. They're right there from the look of the abstracts. So I realize it's my not a Deagle delusion. It's a fact. Let's go over some of these.
Sure. Thanks, Dr. Bill. So one of the key components is the hawthorn, and we use a leaf of flower extract from a hawthorn plant grown in Europe.
Now, by the way, your dad is a pharmacognosist trained in Germany, and I've seen recent reports they're still pushing the berry, and that's not the correct component that was in all the research literature, is it?
No, not in capsule form, absolutely not.
So you have to have the leaf and flower. So, okay, next component, and that one, by the way, is a cardiotonic, which means it directly affects the metabolism and the energy of the mitochondria, because 2/3 to 3/4 of the dry weight of the media, or the muscular layer, of your arteries and your venules and veins is mitochondria. So in a sense, what you're having is oxidative stress that screws up the mitochondria so you don't get a peristaltic wave of contraction, and then the load goes back on your heart as your arteries get stiffer. So that's why the BioCalf will actually give you a score every time you do your pressure to tell you if your arteries are stiff or not. So if we're reversing that stiffness, more advanced testing like the EndoPAD or endothelix test you get done by a cardiologist will demonstrate if your peripheral circulation is normal or not. The problem is we don't look at perfusion. Perfusion is king. If you don't perfuse an organ, it turns autoimmune or it turns to cancer or it gets a stealth infection or a major infection. So perfusion is king. Next component.
So then we've got the garlic.
The garlic is an aged garlic and has three components. Firstly, it's got the allicin, like our allicin med, but it also has other components that basically shut off what's called the angiotensin-converting enzyme. This is an enzyme that's activated by the kidney that sends a signal to the circulation to convert an angiotensin-converting enzyme, the ACE. And what this does is actually drives your driving force of your heart up like crazy. So you got to block that, otherwise you're going to end up with a circulatory surge, right?
Yep.
So
then we've got the cayenne.
Cayenne, of course, is a vasodilator, and it's going to open up your vessels. So it's a open up the microcirculation. Next.
Yeah. So ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo is going to reduce your blood viscosity. It's also going to improve the microperfusion of your tissues, your brain, your heart, your solid organs. Next.
Bilberry.
Bilberry is the most dialyzable small particle antioxidant, so it means it goes through tissues, your blood vessel wall, your heart, brain, other tissues. And there's not a lot of resistance to it, which means it's going to help prevent singlet oxygen, hydroperoxy, nitroperoxy radical, which are burning your artery walls. So when you get, for example, a surge of homocysteine, that's why we add things like 7-methyl, supernox. We add antioxidants like cell detox, glutathione, selenium cruciferate for supporting glutathione peroxidase, omega krill, which is astaxanthin to stop oxidative stress, our new omega supreme. And then, of course, the one coming soon of the Omega Supreme Pro, which is the monoglyceride form. So we add all these other things, and magnesium glycinate and so on, but you have to have cardiovascular in the first place. And in many cases, it's cardiovascular plus one or two things if you just have hypertension, so you don't end up with stiff arteries that are calcifying. And eventually, if you do a high-speed CT scan, it'll tell you exactly where your heart disease is because you'll get a calcium score indicating those arteries are actually so stiff now they're actually calcifying. And that's not good. I mean, your artery is supposed to be compliant, and when they get hit with the shearing force of a pulse, they actually contract and create a little wave like a like a snake eating a mouse. That if you look at it in a laboratory, that's what it should look like. Say if you're doing an ultrasound, like a PET scan ultrasound, you're looking at a picture, let's say, of your brachial artery in your arm. When a pulse from your aorta hits the brachial artery, you should see a peristaltic wave pushing the blood forward toward the tissues. Pretty important stuff. And then, of course, milk thistle to detox. Things like bisphenol A and many other chemicals directly interferes with oxidative metabolism and endothelial cell wall health. That's why, for example, we know that methylation pathways and cestodiazol methionine actually block the endothelium, so you can't heal your endothelial cell wall. And if the endothelium gets screwed up, everything gets screwed up. You get plaque, you don't get a proper contractile spasm of the blood vessel. You could end up with calcification, so the artery becomes stiff, like an old garden hose laid out in the sun, so it doesn't have a nice peristaltic wave. So cardiovascular is pretty important. And a lot of people think, well, my doctor's managing my hypertension. I said, yeah, they may be managing your numbers, but have they managed your compliance of your blood vessels? Are your blood vessels still able to get a proper contractile wave? How is your perfusion? And if you do an endopat or endothelix test, it'll tell you what your perfusion is. But if you want to do a test at home to see if your blood vessels are starting to get stiff from day to day or month to month, you need a BioCuff, which I'll be posting up today. Or if you email me, I'll get you the pricing and shipment. I can get a BioCuff to you within 2 weeks from my supplier in Europe. So, important stuff. Any questions, Farid, about the cardiovascular? And why we have people that have reversed peripheral vascular disease? 1 in 20 males over 40 has a 93% blockage of one major artery to their lower limb. Most people aren't aware of every January there's a big screening company that comes by here in Southern California, and they do everything. They do ultrasounds of your carotid artery, they do a bone analysis, they do all kinds of things to screen for things that your doctor won't know, because if you don't do the test, how do you know? And a lot of people aren't aware that if you're reversing plaque, you have to have cardiovascular in there. You may add other things to it, but the center post is cardiovascular. And we have a lot of people who just take cardiovascular alone and say, Doc, I had a heart attack. The doctor couldn't believe how little of my heart muscle was damaged because it recovered. Some of these people are still smoking. I'm thinking, you're nuts. You're still smoking. If they stop smoking, which I've had a lot of them will do after they take a cardiovascular, and they get full recovery, their doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. But none of those doctors contact me. They're too afraid of getting in trouble with their colleagues. What's worse than being more successful than your colleagues and not prescribing drugs? I don't know. But, pretty soon, they'll find some way in the, state legislature to come after you, or the board of examiners, or if the hospital privileges committee, if they say, you're treating people with nutraceuticals? You're not giving them 5 or 6 toxic drugs? What's wrong with you? Your pre-embalming practices are really starting to get pretty shaky. You like that? Pre-embalming polypharmacy. It's a wonder.
Yep.
Now, don't kill your patients. Just slightly degrade them until eventually they die of a different disease state caused by your prescribing practices, where you don't address the real issue, and then something horrible happens to them down the road. But in the meantime, you sold a lot of drugs and got them lots of hospital admissions. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're so jaded by this. I think, well, no, I'm just calling to tell the truth. I mean, most people don't have the guts or the brains to be able to say what I say. Tough luck on you. If you don't like it, turn the radio off. If you want to communicate with me and play mixed mental martial arts, I'm going to put you in a what I call a cranial informational headlock, and I'm going to stop the flow of ideas to your cortex. People say, Dr. Deagle, that's a bad attitude. I said, tell me one reason why I should have a good attitude toward my colleagues that are killing patients. Give me one reason. Now, there are some things that they're doing correct, but damn few. The more I study, the more I realize that it's a smaller and smaller number of things. Oncologists and cardiologists, particularly at the top of the list of people that kill people with inappropriate treatment. Doctors that treat infectious disease and they give an antibiotic to a virus. How stupid is that? Doctors that don't address stealth infections like Lyme disease correctly. Doctors that don't address genetic disorders or metabolic abnormalities because they don't even know how to do it. They don't know how to look at an organic acid analysis or intermediate metabolism, or 23andMe and Prometheus, gene SNPs, polymorphisms. They don't have a clue. They don't even have the first inkling of an idea how to approach those things. That's why people say, oh, I can do what you do. I said, really? Prove it to me you do. I don't know if I can. I said, well, of course, I'll train you. I said, I'm not arrogant about this. I'm just competent. There's a big difference. Competency is not arrogance. Arrogance is usually somebody who's incompetent, who's trying to prove they actually know what the hell they're doing when they really don't. I don't need to prove anything, okay? But I can show you by actions that if you start taking cardiovascular and you got mild hypertension or you want to preserve your blood vessel health, because down the road, if you get poor perfusion, you're going to get cancer, you're going to get autoimmune disease, you're going to get degeneration of your joints, like your hip joints if they're not properly perfused. You lose your hydroviscous layer and then you get bone on bone. Most people won't tie it all together, but perfusion is king. If you don't maintain perfusion, even if your blood pressure is okay, you're going to get in trouble.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I had an interesting request by a lady who had insomnia, And I didn't realize her circumstances. She was a prayer intercessor, and she was getting up at like some crazy hour, like, you know, because they pray around the clock. She was getting up at like 3 or 4 in the morning. And so what she wanted to do is she wanted to basically sleep on command. Now, you can do that, but you got to rotate your sleep schedule backwards. In other words, what you have to do is go to bed 15 minutes earlier every night until your body's release of melatonin matches up with the new nutraceuticals like Calm Mind, Brain Mag, and the use of melatonin time release. Now, we have some additional things that will relax you. They're over at our Amazon store that I can add to that, such as ComAid, which is a special oil that will help to relax you. And we also have some other nutraceuticals like holy basil, et cetera, et cetera. If you contact me, I will give you those as well. But what she needs to do is actually rotate her schedule backward, because apparently what's going on is she was awake for prayer from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m., and then she wants to go back to bed after that again. Now, the problem is you're telling the body to go to bed at a time when the body's already in what's called a wakefulness state. And so if you're going to do that, you have to prep up the body with the Calm Mind Brain Mag, and you may need to take these other nutraceuticals to start preparing the body so it can decide not to fight you. That's what's important to understand here, because the body will resist unless you're using the proper preparation like Calm Mind and Brain Mag, going to sleep at a specific time. I usually tell people when you're taking melatonin time release, chew one of the tablets because it's 1 milligram slow release, quick release, 4 milligrams slow release per tablet. Chew one of the tablets and then swallow the other one or two. So you may be taking 1 to 3 melatonin time release about half an hour before your planned bedtime. You also may have to make sure there's no blue light exposure like television. You have only music or meditation or reading. You have to start basically shutting the brain down and shutting down the eye exposure to blue light. Blue light will keep you awake because it actually hits the sleep wakefulness areas of your brain. So we will work a program that will get this lady on track, but she's got a very weird schedule where she's sleeping from like say 10 a.m. to 4 and then getting up for 3 hours praying and then going back. She has to rotate her natural sleep cycle backwards to for her initial sleep period, and probably should go to bed earlier than 10. If she's getting up at 4, my guess is she should be going to bed by 8 o'clock so she gets an adequate number of sleep. And if she wants to rest or take a nap after that, she can use the proper induction nutraceuticals, including our Calm Mind Brain Mag and, say, the Calm Aid, in order to actually induce the brain to say, hey, I can go back to sleep for a nap now. But when the body is already naturally going through a wakefulness cycle, your cortisol levels will be high, your body will be going in the opposite direction, and you have to work with that. We will be back in a moment with hour number 3 coming up with Tim Alexander and major updates since it's a new year. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.